Blog Talk Radio.
You're live.
Hey, everybody. Happy full moon in Aquarius. And the moon, she is blue tonight, technically. And we'll talk all about all those good things. But first, we got to have some blessings to get this show on the road.
The third time is a charm.
The third time is a charm. And that's me, Glass Room, with the Blues Sisters. Getting funky with you. Kind of taking the funk to the church. The church is the sacred holy mother of eternal ecstasy.
All the night praise, like a blessing, God. All the night
woman spirit rising, everybody, for a full moon in Aquarius. And we're having a blessing. Falling like rain. I know a lot of us are having rainy blessings around the country, around the world, and there's some good reasons for that. We are Woman Spirit Rising, celebrating the full moon in Aquarius tonight, and our focus is personal and political and global and spiritual. Our focus is, what have you harvested for yourself and for the planet, and what will you harvest and manifest for the following year, for you personally and for the planet. So as we move through this, I'm just giving you a little heads up as to what the program is going to be about. So you might give a little thought to what those situations are, what you get, what you bring in, what you're going to put out. We got lots to do. There's lots of challenges in this world. But first, we want to thank Gwendolyn Holden Berry and Here Be Monsters and Daughters of Isis for the opportunity to do this show, and we are most grateful, as always. So, start chewing on that. What have you harvested? And what do you want to manifest for the next year for yourself? And to transform the world, we're going to use the auspicious energy of the full moon in Aquarius to fuel and inspire our work. And it's a blue moon, too, so how lucky can we be? We're lucky we are on the air, as it is. And I swear it's not Mercury retrograde. It just feels like it. And I can't tell you why that is. As an astrologer, I can just say that things just aren't acting quite right. And I bet if you scan your world, you probably find that to be true as well. My name is Flash Silvermoon, and I'm a priestess of the goddess tradition called the Rainbow Goddess Tradition. And I am joined by a wonderful group of wise women. We will be offering a ceremony, sharing our sacred knowledge to help you and the planet to rise to a more satisfying and balanced energy, a more elevated energy. And I'm joined in this circle by priestesses of various traditions. We like to mix it up. We like to share and blend. And Gwen, after all, is the blender. And it's about creating peace, healing, and justice for the planet. We're here to raise the vibe for the tribe. So That's the game plan, essentially. That's who we are. If you want to find me, if you like the music, that was Blessings from my CD. And you can find that on my website, flashsilvermoon.com. So enough of that. I bet you're wondering a little bit about some of the astrological energy that's been floating around. And really, the two major things are energies that we've been dealing with now for months, and they become sharper and more challenging as they get more intense and close, and easier as they move a little further away. And if you remember Arab Spring, we've been doing versions of Arab Spring for a long time now. And back in Egypt, we're having some mess, some big mess. And it's very hard to say just what's going on and who's doing what and what's going to happen. But it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all when 1,000 people get killed on their own land. So we want to send prayers to them. And part of this is because Uranus and Pluto are in this very tough square, and it's a very revolutionary energy. And when you bring Jupiter, the planet of expansion, into the picture, what you get, it's just all bigger. It's like what was a scream, what was a spark, is now a huge fire. And it's gone from a whisper to a scream. And we are seeing that in many, many places. I didn't even see the news today. As I got online, I hear somebody shooting somebody again at a school. So, you know, again, prayers out to all those people. The other thing that we've all been dealing with is what's called a grand trine in water signs. And have we not had some water to deal with in places? We've had big water, lots of water. Seems like it'll never stop creating floods here and there. And that's the bad news, but the good news is that we've needed some refreshing. We've needed some water. We've needed to end droughts. And also, that's a very creative energy. So we are full of creative energy right now. And the message from the Syrians is that the Merkaba, the lion's gate energy, is still in a place where we're able to experience that whatever we really want to manifest, it's a time to manifest our heart's desires. So that's a wonderful thing for our work tonight, because who doesn't want to start manifesting our heart's desires? Seriously. So the wonderful women who are also in this circle tonight, Gwen Holden Berry, Ruthanna Martifio, also called Ra, Nicole Tomasini, Cindy Lepore, and Pandora Lightmoon. And as I said, I'm Flash Silver Moon. The circle rotates periodically as needed, and we stir it up trying to make a tasty gumbo. And we're spirited wise women. We're not quiet and just laying around trying to meditate on our belly buttons. We got things to do here. And we're offering you a template, if you like, if you need one, for how to do your own circle magic if you're a novice, and a space for safe spiritual sisterhood no matter what your skill level. So all are welcome. So get your smudge pots cranking and your beverage of choice, chalice. And perhaps if you're allergic to smoke, you might want to use some gem elixirs, maybe even mine, Aura Cleanse or Golden Armor. And I know that Gwen is cooking up some magical brews over in her neck of the woods, too. And Gwen, you want to share one?
Well, I will, yes. Can you hear? Am I coming in well?
Coming in.
Do my smudging. I would use my hawk medicine oil and flower essence, which combined together make a beautiful spray. So, spirit messages medicine, a clear vision between worlds.
Sounds good to me. And we might use that as we focus on reweaving the luminous crystalline web that surrounds the planet, including all the interlocking sacred sites, methodically aligned for the planetary healing and elevation needed at this special time. So we're not just here in this circle, which is quite large, but we're also drawing in the magic and the energy of these interlocking sacred sites that have been brought together thousands of years before we ever thought of lighting a smudge stick. So we're very happy with that, too. So, Gwen, if you'd like to call in the East for us.
I call upon the standards of the East, Raphael and the Watchtower of the East, to come and open the circle. And I'm going to just borrow from Fairy Wolf and do an invocation of the East by rushing wind and gentle breeze, by rising sun where things begin, by our thoughts and by our minds, spirits yellow now come in, from the whirlwind I conjure air.
Blessed be, aho, ashe. All hail, goddesses and energies of the South, the place of fire, the corner where we find our passion and compassion, our courage, our bravery, the space where we find the cougar and the wolf and the deer. Sometimes we need that gentleness of our energy, and so we call on the deer. For the places where we're having too much fire, we ask for a gentling of the flames, and that they are used just only as much as is needed. We bless the South and the watchtowers of the South. Join our circle tonight as we ask for your power and your support. Fire, wake us up. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
I call in the power of the water, creation of flow, love, beautiful emotion. I call the dolphins and whales in as representatives of the water, and all the water beings that create the flow of abundance and love into our lives. I ask that the water offset the fire in balanced harmony and love. I call in all the beings of the water, the octopus, the starfish, the golden rays that Gabriel so beautifully represents. I call in the archangels of the water and the mermaids. The mermaids wanted to come in too, so blessed be, y'all are welcome.
Blessed
to help
be.
Us.
Yay, mermaids.
Blessed be.
Love those mermaids. I call in the elements and energy of the north, the guardian of the north area. Please be with us. Help us as we strive to keep our balance on this earth we all walk upon. Please help us to have the compassion and the love for our fellow beings, from the tiny little insects to the moose to the elephants, all sizes. Help us to remember that they have as much right to be here as we do. And we have no right to do any type of torture or murder to them. There's a place for us all. Help us as we strive for this foundation. And join us in our celebration. Welcome. And blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. And I call in spirits, our ethereal selves, the force that is all around us and inside of us. And I call in our ancestors and guides and angels, those that are with us, our personal and also this planet's guides and angels, which are all around us and closer every day. And we thank you for all of the guidance and all of the support that you give us. We ask you to join our circle along with Swan, who has also asked to be here. Swan represents new realms, and it's about moving into our new realities, our new dreams, and having them be now without rushing, without any striving and pushing, but coming through within balance and grace and happiness in every moment. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Aho, ashe. And I ask, as I pound this staff into the earth, I ask that our ancestors, all our relations, all our ancestors, and multidimensional light beings, very special spirits from all the dimensions, that they are here with us. We acknowledge them, we praise them, and we ask for their help, because surely we on this planet need help in sustaining her and bringing everything into balance, into a state of justice and healing. So we need everybody, everybody listening on all the planes. So thank you for being here with us, and to just invite even more beauty into our space, Pandora, Light Moon, will serenade us and draw us further into this lovely energy with her Native American flute.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pan. Going to lead us into our ceremony tonight. And I ask, excuse me?
What would you like me to do?
Well, basically to offer what you have harvested for yourself and for the planet in over the past year.
Okay.
So share with us about that, and then bring that all into our cauldron of transformation and healing. That's the big pot we're using tonight.
As far as harvesting goes, one of the things that I creativity is always there for me. And I consider it a part of my harvest always. The other thing that I think I've brought in, I think it's very important that we acknowledge that not some goal or accomplishment, but the challenges and what we clear too is very important. And the thing that I've harvested this year and begun to harvest is releasing my stress and worry over, the personal solidness or solidity. I actually, in the last couple of weeks, have begun to release that kind of stressed out worry. And I think that's a big part of what everybody's facing right now with this transition between eons, if you will, or one age into the next. And especially at this time, this 400-day journey from last winter solstice on into that new opening of energy really banging open. I think right now we're in a sort of a crucible. And what I've harvested is, from that has been to enable myself to release and allow better than I have in years. So I would bring that. That's what I would bring as my harvest.
And what about for the planet?
I would say that for the planet, releasing and allowing is very important. And I'd offer that as a global prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be the first one to stir the pot?
I think it's really about community more than ever before. And
mm-hmm.
if there's a standard to strike that you can have to give to back to the rest of the community, to the global community, then my choice is releasing and allowing.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And that's such a wonderful thing to offer to the cauldron of transformation. Allowing is such a gentle way to go about everything. It's such a wonderful word. And from air, we do get our words. So allowing something to occur, allowing yourself to do these things is really, really a wonderful thing. For my part, being a good fire witch, I'm going to use the fire to purify and have used it. I could say that I've been put through the fire of purification to release all that keeps me from better health. And I affirm that I am in perfect health. I am perfect health. I'm juicing daily and swimming. As I treat myself with love, my body responds lovingly. And that's been really important. I can get so involved with everything and everybody and every planet. Sometimes it's time to go back to mama, be a me, and take care of business so that I continue to have more energy to the tasks at hand. And so manifesting a more personal purification through my body, through my health, is one of the things that I'm very grateful to have been manifesting. And another thing is manifesting many places on the radio to share my knowledge of healing and communicating with the animals, as well as offering others a space to share important information on the subject, to share the fire in our bellies, all of us, on the subject of saving the wild horses and all horses from slaughter, to keep the dolphins and the whales out of watery prisons like SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Ways to bring animals and humans into a deeper understanding with each other, which will, of course, create a better experience and life for all, and so much more. Radio has seemed to be my place for manifesting communication for many ways to heal the planet, including this program, which I am most grateful for, that has been a manifestation this year, not just for me, but for the planet. And for all the women here, and all the women who are listening, and all the people who are listening, and the animals that are sitting with their people listening, and this wonderful group of women that we meet monthly. Several of us never knew each other, and now we create magic together. And these rituals are so elevating. We all feel so good after. And
yeah.
So this is something personal and planetary, because what we do does matter. It does go out into the ethers. And We're here to raise the vibe for the tribe.
Yeah.
And bringing the fire of inspiration to the mic and to the world, that I become a reflecting beacon of inspiration, radiating possibilities, hope, and love. As my fire rises, I bring myself and the planet into a higher vibration. And I stir all these things into our cauldron of transformation. The gumbo is percolating. It's starting to steam. And all these wonderful feelings and thoughts are radiating out into the planet and to each of you. So what do we got with the water?
Oh, I'm so excited to share all this. I can't even stand myself.
Oh, good. we stand you.
What have I harvested in the last year? In the last year, have transformed my whole entire life. I have created safety for myself from 3 years of being not safe. I have totally turned my financial world around and had so many miracles, what I call miracles, M-E-R, miracles,
yep,
happened yesterday that I could just run around in circles and do a tail slapping happy dance.
Wow.
Everything that I have been manifesting and creating and hoping for and standing that it would happen has come together in the last 2 weeks. And the way that I did this was I created my bubble. I brought in the frequencies every night of thank you, Anne, from Panama, the creation of my highest potential, the creation of joy and love and abundance. We bring in the whales for abundance. And I would just activate my highest potential all through the day. But what the dolphins told me a week ago, which was most interesting, was none of this is going to happen till you let everything go. So I let go of my truck. I let go of my sailboat. I let go of my home. I let go of my animals. I let go of myself. I spent 3 days letting go. And being very willing to let go of all of it. Because without a hole in your bucket, nothing's going to happen. There's no flow. So, everything turned around yesterday. I even reached in my back pocket when I thought I was totally broke and pulled out $40. So, in the cauldron, I am manifesting in the world in the last year. I have manifested beautiful information going out in the form of Bubbles and Billy to heal the children. I have manifested the healing of the waters through so many groups and being a real part of the transformation that is accumulating right now. And every day I go out and I send healing into the waters and healing for all the animals and greatest harmony for the planet and balancing out the abundance and the money for the planet and bringing everything to life every single day, and just watching some of the things that are going on in the planet, honestly, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Spirit is working and creating flow, and in another year, we're not going to recognize where we are right now. It's amazing, and I'm so grateful. So I put letting go and the frequencies of highest and most beautiful potential for every single person, animal, and on the planet into our beautiful cauldron of transformation and healing. And I'm putting in the sprinkles of joy and play. And all of this is done quickly, and effortlessly as we all stand in the flow of this beautiful Aquarian moon.
Oh, bless you, G.
Bless you, G.
Anybody ready for more play? I am.
That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Really.
Well,
okay. Step up to the pot, ma'am.
Right. Well, Gwen harvested release and allowing, and then Cindy did the letting go, and mine has been non-attachment. So those are all similar. Non-attachment, sometimes we think that this means material things, and in this case, that's what I'm dwelling on as far as just getting rid of things that I don't need, someone else can use, and just making space, because I think space is so important, whether it's in our head or in our physical surroundings. And so that's what I've harvested, the non-attachment. Also, the mental non-attachment and the emotional to people and ideas. You know, you do what you can and send it out with no requirements or assumptions or anything, expectations. You just do it, and there it goes. You're not attached to the outcome. And so that's what I've harvested for myself. From the planet, I have seen so much compassion from so many people in such different situations, not just the people we would expect to be compassionate, but people who have basically nothing materially, but they're so rich spiritually, and their compassion is just overflowing. So that's what I have garnered as a harvest from the planet. Did you want the manifestation now, or is that in the next round?
We'll do the next go-around after everybody finishes the first.
Okay. So that's it. For myself, the non-attachment and harvesting from so many people, wonderful intentions and so much compassion. So these are what I stir into our cauldron of transformation and healing.
Blessed be. Can you all feel that pot getting bigger and saucier?
Spicier.
Spicier.
Most definitely.
So I'm going to walk up, and here's my icing on this cake, because this has been my harvest right here. The whole time I was thinking, well, what would I talk about? And then Gwen talked about it. And then I thought, well, what else? And then you talked about it, Flash. And it just kept going. So and I
we are one mind.
The synchronicity is amazing, and I've been asking for show me how this can happen on a grand scale. Yeah, I have these synchronicities, and these things have been happening, and I'm so grateful for them, but I seem to have been looking for one big pop, and this is it. It just happened. because to know that so many people that I've met over these ethernets, to have all of these things that are a reflection of what I've been going through. So it shows that this is the work, and this is exactly what all of us are doing, and there are probably so many circles everywhere. And that sense of community, that word community, always being in an apartment building in a city as a human, that idea of community was always interesting to me. How does that work? How does that work? And now I see, like, on this grand scale. So thank you, fellow spirits, for giving me the biggest confirmation of the year that this is the way, and this is the love and light, and that it works. And it's Cindy's whole meat chop that she that big wonderful, you know, sustenance that we all have been working so hard for is right here. So thank you. It's a big wallop of thank you.
Well, thank you, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, with the Aquarian full moon, Aquarius is so much about community. So, Pandora, what you got, girl?
What I got is identifying so much with what you've all said. And Gwen, you spoke to so much my experience of letting go of stress and tumbling into my heart from my mental worries into my deeper into myself. And one thing that a big thing that I've harvested is that's very much part of the home of myself is my dream work. And something that I've done since I was 16, awareness of my dreams and recording them, and I just fell away from it, and I've come back to it with Flash's help and insights and sharing, and it's just a very alive part of me now that inspires me and moves me in the direction I really want to go in. And I'm so grateful for that personally. And what I've harvested for the world is part of that home, part of myself is communicating with animals and apprenticing with Flash and assisting in ministering to animals in need and listening to them and responding to their needs. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful part of the world that's opened up to be part of. And this is what I stir into our cauldron of transformation and healing.
And blessed be. Aho. Ashe.
Blessed be.
We've got a mighty churning cauldron, and it's spicy, and it's fresh, and it's inspiring, and when we're all done, we're going to get a nice big sip. We're going to dip our chalices in there and just take big gulps, and you all can too. So now we're moving into the future. We're going back to the future, and what we would like, and it's always good to affirm that it's already done. So we're not casting our goals ahead of us, always chasing them, if we affirm them as being here in the present. They're already here, and we're with them, and we can integrate that instead of throwing it out ahead of us and always chasing the bone. So Gwen, I bet you got a thing or two that you're hoping to manifest for yourself and for the planet for this future year that is here now.
I do. My greatest ambition for myself and for the planet is to be living in the now, in the moment. I think that's the only way we can find each other again. And find our ties to one another locally and globally. Just living in the moment and being here now. It's the most healing thing I can imagine. And it's something that's possible. I know that you spoke about Egypt and the Arab Spring at the beginning of this this ceremony, and I would echo the need for prayer and the need for healing in Egypt and all over the world. But I also noticed, Flash, that as an astrologer, you said that it sounded to me as though you were saying it's coming around again, even bigger. And
yes.
I can't help but think that you're speaking in terms of a trigger. There's a big motion to for everybody to observe September 17th for OWS. And it seems as though things are coming back around because it wasn't heard clearly the first time, if you will, as a metaphor to the leadership of this planet. So being in the moment, being present, and being with all the people of the earth every day, it's a lofty ambition maybe, but not so much if you just remember to have the intention when you wake up in the morning, like your morning prayer. So that's what I would put out, is being in the moment. Because when we're in the moment, we are allowing. We really are allowing. And gosh knows, we can't accomplish it constantly because it won't even fit with our skill set for living.
Right.
But it is possible to have
yeah.
it many moments of the day. And it, I would remind everybody that 17 seconds of focused thought begins manifestation.
Whoa. Love that.
17 seconds of focused thought begins manifestation. It gets into your vortex. It gets imprinted on you. So if we can remember to allow ourselves to be in the moment and to have 17 seconds of being here now, that's pretty awesome.
I love that. That is great. And that is so simple. That is so simple.
That's Abraham. That ain't me, but, you know.
Whoever. Whoever. A good idea is a good idea.
The 17 seconds is Abraham saying, you know, gets into your vortex. And I thought, my gosh, is it really that simple? But it made so much sense when I considered all the time I would spend during the day worrying and fretting about paying a bill or getting something accomplished. And you know what? I don't need to do that. All I need to do is cherish who I am and my journey, really. Come on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also gives you 17. That's a big old hunk of stuff to put in the cauldron.
It also
Ooh, we're going to not know how to see straight after we take our drink. But maybe we don't need to see straight. I think that's a great idea. Forget seeing straight. See circular. Anyway, wow. That was neat. That was really neat. And it really gave me such rushes of possibility. And one of the reasons that I'm here for sure doing a program like this and many of the things is to keep hope alive.
Yes.
And to keep everybody's fire stirred, that we don't fall asleep as individuals who are spiritual warriors here for change. We incarnated in this life for these moments. So of course we better stay in them. Of course, the only time there is the present. And if we miss that, we've missed everything. So I like to say, be where your feet are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, there's trouble.
That's good.
Lots of trouble. And it's so simple. Specifically, I am seeing my book, Lifetime Companions, Love Never Dies. The book that I'm in process writing about the animals, the four-leggeds, and how we can be more attuned to them, and my experience with doing that, and also for those who need to have their hearts healed because losing our special companions is such a heartbreak. So I'm offering a tool to help people know that it's not the end, that this does recirculate. And that's a real good part of being able to keep your heart open. And as a being who's calling in the fire energies, that's so important to the heart. And keeping that heart open is what allows everything to work. We close that heart up, nothing works. Nothing. Some people think it's the brain. It's not. It's the heart.
It is.
And I offer that into the cauldron, and I stir it heartily, and I see that many things are bursting forth, from flowers to redness and orange things and all kinds of warmth and fiery energies. And today we almost didn't get to do this show. And being in the moment, Gwen and I are ever so slightly freaking for a moment or two. But I thought, well, the only thing to do is to sit and do what I know best, which is to focus on the positive. And I thought, that's my job at this moment. And it's Gwen's job to fuss around with the buttons till she brings the positive into form. And that's exactly what we did. That's why we're here speaking to you on this auspicious blue moon.
Yay.
And I pour all of this hope and sincerity and positivity into the cauldron, and I stir it. And now, I mean, you should see the size spoon I need to get in there and move this stuff around. But it is very fluid and very tasty. I can smell the aromas, and it'll be sweet. So I'm passing the spoon on to Miss Cindy.
And I'm exchanging it for a boat paddle.
All right.
So, wow, after looking back at all the things that I've manifested just in the last year, what I'm hoping to manifest on a personal level is security, financial stability, and the book Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker, plus my next two books that I'm working on right now, going out to the world, because they are creating what my big goal is, and that is that people learn who they really are, learn who the dolphins really are, and no more dolphins in captivity.
Yes.
Which I'm seeing that trend manifesting now. I think one country has
India.
Created dolphins as people. And,
that'd be
India.
India.
Several countries are now saying no more. SeaWorld just got turned down to put belugas in. And I'm seeing this manifest as humanity realizes that if we don't have the water, we don't live. If we don't have the ocean, we're in trouble. So my book and my teachings and my bubble exercises and bubbling up with love and bubbling up with highest potential, not only for myself but for the planet, bubbling up with peace, is what I'm hoping to see real progress with in the next year. And safety and power and love for myself would be a little spicy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and everybody else, too, because everybody needs love in their life. So joy and play and really creating justice with peace, that the world leaders start getting it. You know, that people can't continue in this direction anymore. And that's okay. Change is good, because that's the only thing that's consistent is change.
And that's true.
So I'm stirring these things into this beautiful cauldron of transformation and healing, and I am celebrating their manifestation as we speak.
Woo-hoo!
Blessed be.
Blessed be. Well, we're going to have to start stirring a little faster, girls. Come on.
That's right. Okay. For myself,
this coming year, I want to manifest knowledge along with everything you all have mentioned, because it's so important being here now and doing our work, all of these things. But for myself, personally, and my lovers, I want more knowledge. And for the world, I want to be able to teach what I learn. And one of the ways that I feel that I can do this is through the radio stations that I have. And I'm eternally grateful for the simplicity of BTR, even when it makes me want to scream. I'm so low tech, and I'm learning, but it has made it so easy to be able to get out and tell people and have people on the shows that bring knowledge to people around the world. So I just want this to continue and grow bigger, because I think when we really have the knowledge, innately we know what to do. So that's what I would like to add.
Blessed be. And I'll add gratitude, staying always in the vibration of gratitude, because when you learn to ride on that, there's nothing better. Everything is so wonderful. So always staying on that vibration of thanks and gratitude for everything. That's it.
Pam, real quick.
I offer gratitude also. And personally, the editing of the book, The Lifetime Companions, Love Never Dies, and to the world that ripples out into the world, as well as all darkness transforms into light.
Blessed be. Okay, everybody, let's take our chalices. This is some good stuff we got cooking. Let's take some great big hearty gulps of this ambrosia.
Ambrosia, that's just what I was thinking. That's what this is.
Yummy, yummy.
That's good.
Yum.
It's incredible.
Distinctly ginger taste to it.
Nice little hot honey. Little
papaya
honey.
And
cinnamon.
Mango. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
We make the most wonderful sauces.
Yes.
And we thank everybody so much for being with us tonight and listening and sharing. And as we finish, we release all of the beautiful spirits that have come to help, that have been drawn into this circle. And the circle is open and never broken. Merry meet, merry part. And merry meet again.
Again. Yay.
And again. And again.
And again.
And again.
And again. And again.
Blessed be.
May the horses run free. May the dolphins and the whales never know the pain of the cage.
Blessed be.
Ashe.
I say aho.
Thank you, Flash.
Thank all of you.
Yes, thank all of you.
Thank you, Flash. Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Everyone listening. Thank you.
What you saying, Gwen?
I always feel so much better after one of these.
I know. That's what's supposed to happen. That's the general idea of the thing.
I thank the audience for listening.
Yes.
Happy blue moon.
Blue moon. And possibilities for next month. It's always a Tuesday.
Right.
And, you know, we can be around the fall equinox.
Right.
And we've got the opportunity of September 17th or the 24th. Those are both Tuesdays. Anybody have?
Up to you guys. I'm good for either.
I'm good for either.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, you know, give us a holler when you see which of those two works.
Okay. Will do.
I just like to try and get us gathered together on the subject when we're all together.
Yeah. Which days did you say?
Tuesday the 17th or Tuesday the 24th. They're both around the equinox.
I think the 24th would be a better choice for me.
That's what I think. So that'll be it then.
Okay.
We're all good. And if anybody finds they're not, just, you know, give a holler ASAP, and we'll work around that.
Okay.
But, wow.
All right.
Feels so good, doesn't it?
It so does.
Mm-hmm. Peace and love, ladies.
Yeah.
Peace and love to all of y'all. I'm sending big dolphin hugs to each and every one of you, and I'm so grateful y'all are in my life.
Me too. I think it's interesting.
Too.
You know, this group wasn't exactly put together with a whole lot of forethought. It just kind of came together. And it's like half of the group were people that I already knew. And half of the group are people that I didn't know. And, you know, that kind of speaks to that sisterhood that's kind of close and what you know. And then there's, you know, the other side of what you don't know.
Allowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allowing, indeed. Yeah, we've all had some times this month. I'm quite sure of that.
I don't know about all of you. I know Cindy spoke a little bit about this, but in the last, I don't know, couple of months, but most certainly in the last like 10 days, I have been watching, and I think Nicole has too a little bit, I have seen a lot of people facing challenges, but it's bringing them either home or closer to family, making changes that seem like very good ones after all.
Mm.
You know, they're tough challenges, you know, like someone having a stroke and having to move back after being gone after a long period of time, or just folks who have been waiting and waiting for something to arrive in the mail and it's caused them hardship, but it finally got here. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
It's
been
a breakthrough. It all happens in one day.
Wow. That's all
incredible.
You need. One moment, right? One moment.
Yep.
Yeah.
It changed everything.
Oh, yeah. A phone call can change it. An email can change your life, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are we right. Still on the air?
We are, actually, yeah. I'm not on air, but we're in recording, and people will hear this when they play the in the archive, the podcast.
If they stick around after the scheduling, you know.
Yeah, they're here all
the
time.
After we say goodbye, yeah. They stay on, yeah. I must go, ladies. So thank you all so much. This is,
thank you.
Again, I feel great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank all of you.
Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Bye.
Blessed be.
Bye.
Blessed be. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Gwen. I can't believe we pulled
you,
it off.
We did.
I can believe we pulled it off.
Of course you did.
A little wishcraft.
I will call you in a little while, Flash, because I want to tell you what happened.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Love you.
Good night, Cindy.
Night, night everybody.
You,
love you all.
Night, everybody.
Bye.
Guys back. Be good.
Good
night.